Five goalless draws characterized the weekend Castle-Lager Premier Soccer League program as defending champions Dynamos dropped one place down the pecking order. The champions were held to a goalless draw by visiting Wange in a game Chipangano could easily have won had they utilized all the scoring opportunities that came their way. Wange hit the woodwork on three occasions and coach Nation Dube is crying over those missed opportunities.
It was a tough game, a seesaw game, but I think we really missed a lot of chances in the first half. We should have maybe buried them in the...
The result has seen Dynamos drop to fourth position while Wange move up to 11th. The director of Dynamos TV, Emmanuel Machinya, said the team's poor run of form has even affected the sale of the club's DVD.
At the past five games that the Dynamos has played, they've managed four draws and one win. Obviously, the team has also not helped us as Dimbari TV to market the DVD.
However, Machinya still thinks Dynamos will win the league championship this season.
For now, I'm rooting for Dynamos because I'm producing Dimbari TV, and that's the team that I also support.
The biggest movers of the weekend were Haumine, who now occupy third position after their 1-0 win over Buffaloes. Coach Luke Masomere says his team is playing for fun and not for the league championship.
It's like now we are fighting for championship, whilst we are just playing for fun and enjoy.
Haumine are just a point behind leaders Chicken Inn, who have 30 points. Both Haumine and Triangle have 29 points after 16 games. The other premiership results were as follows. Chicken Inn 0, Capes United 0. Harare City 2, Flame Lily 2. FC Platinum 2, Chapungu 0. Triangle 0, Highlanders 0. And Wawa Prisons 0, Dongoso Mills 0. In athletics, Kelvin Pangiso won his second Tanganda half marathon after coming home ahead of Olympic Games bound Wirimai Juao and Kenicius Navara. For his effort, Pangiso took home $550. South Africa-based Rutendo Nyawora also took home the same amount after winning the women's section ahead of Patience Murowe and Faith Nyasango. And finally, in cricket, the Zimbabwe cricket team have lost their three ODI series against India after succumbing to a 62-run defeat at Harare Sports Club yesterday. The defeat comes hard on the heels of a narrow 4-run loss in the first game last Friday. The ODI defeat leaves the Zimbabweans hoping for a win in the two T20 matches that also forms part of the Asians' visit to Zimbabwe. The third and final ODI is at the same venue tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.